listen to what he said. If the governor hears about this, we'll satisfy him and save you from trouble. So the soldiers kept the money and obeyed the priest. And that story is still spreading among the Jews even today. But guess what? We know the truth. We, as children of God, know that he got up. I heard my pastor say, he went over there. Was it there, Bishop? I heard Reverend Larry say it. So he got up, didn't he? He got up. But there are people still today believing that. Then the 11 followers went to Galilee, and they went to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. And on the mountain, they saw Jesus and worshiped him. But some of them did not believe that it was really Jesus. I said, then Jesus came and said unto them, this is our verse that we're finna focus on. Matthew 28:18-20. And I'm reading from the King James Version on this. It said, all power is given unto me. The subject is, he has given unto me. What have he given us? Life. Life, abundance. It said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And I'm going to read it to you from the International Translation. It said, then Jesus came to them and said, all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. So go and make followers of all peoples in the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He said, teach them to obey everything that I have told you. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of the world. Praise be to God. The word is made plain. And do you know we still have people, churches, they in confusion on how to baptize. How you should be baptized. You baptize in Jesus' name only. But it plainly tells us what to do, doesn't it, T? It's in his word. But you see, some people still want to have it their way. They want to have it their way. Then you might say, Linda, what are you talking about tonight? What is this power? What is this power that he has given unto us? All right. Let's go to Mark 16:18. And it reads, these signs will follow those who believe. They will follow those who believe. And we are believers. He said, in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Praise be to God. Lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You know, we also see that this power is being demonstrated in Acts 2. And in that, he's talking about when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. He's saying they will speak with new tongues. Remember this. And I know we all know it because we've been talking about tongues. We even read a book, Why